I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight. Sorry we're a little bit late, but we have a very fun-filled and exciting evening set for everyone. So, Bell, but he won't be here either, but we have someone covering for everyone's position. So I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight for this 39th summer celebration. Next year we hit 40. And just to kind of give you an idea, I actually worked on the first spring celebration in Lucerne back in 1976, and it was really fun to be around Marshy in those days because it was a new idea, and he was going through all the reasons, you know, why we should do this, not just in Switzerland, but it should happen around the world. And we'll say a little bit about that. I'm going to read some of the things that he said about the first, when we first started doing it. It's the same, almost same script that we had in 1976. So it makes it easy for me each year when I have to, I just change a few numbers, cross out a few names, and the script's done. So, special guest, distinguished award recipients, faculty, Invincible America participants, students, and community members, we warmly welcome you to the 39th Annual Summer Celebration. This celebration is one of four seasonal celebrations or festivals held simultaneously throughout the world by the Centers for Transcendental Meditation. The main theme of the seasonal festivals is the Age of Enlightenment. That was the big thing back in 76. Marshy had just come out with the dawn of the Age of Enlightenment and that the change that was going to be coming. But he had each season has its more specific theme as well. And for the summer festival, what's going on? Oh, okay. The summer celebration is fullness. So fullness is a theme of the summer festival. And His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said in inaugurating the first festival in 1976, he said, "Festivals are everywhere in the world, a very ancient tradition. And this is because they bring a renewal of life. Seasons change, summer into autumn, autumn into winter, winter into spring, and spring into summer. This change exemplifies the passage of evolution, and every stage of evolution is a joy to existence." There's an old proverb, you probably can all say it, "Well begun is half done." When you start a season with a festival, you have done half the purpose of that season. The purpose of a season is to bring a new wave of evolution. So it's our tradition in inaugurating the beginning of each new season with festivities and celebration in order to create a more powerful momentum for prosperity and progress, as well as great influence in harmony and fulfillment in the environment. So we take this opportunity to celebrate and honor those individuals in our community who have been so very successful, giving, and inspiring to us. And the nice thing about the summer celebration is we get to do everything in-house. We don't really go out into the community. We go into our smaller community here, and it's really exciting. So these festivals set the season and the tempo of success for noble aspiration and higher achievements. Now, as we hear about these great people who are going to be receiving the awards tonight, we are certain that everyone will be motivated to rise in success and responsibilities to improve the quality in the life of the whole community. Here's a quote from Marshy. "The golden radiance of the summer sun brilliantly illuminates the fullness of life. Nature's laws rise in waves of beauty and happiness and all possibilities. Now is the time to enjoy success and action." So we'll start tonight's celebration by hearing some of the achievements and some of the great things that have happened in the Fairfield community and Marshy Vedic City, Marshy University of Management, and also the Marshy School of the Age of Enlightenment. So to start off, I'd like to call on Councilman John Revolinsky to give us the greatest on Fairfield.
Thank you, Wally. Wally, I'm very impressed with your remembrance of what happened back in 1976. He was only 7 years old at the time. So. Our mayor is meeting with the police department right now, so I got out of that one, so I have to do this. So. I went through some of our agendas for the spring term, and I just highlighted a few things that I thought I'd mention as what I consider achievements for the season. We awarded a contract for building a skate park that, is going to be in Obie Nelson Park, donated by an anonymous donor. We awarded a contract for construction for, engineering for construction of a new terminal building at our airport, which we are about to construct. Yeah, Fairfield Terminal. We extended a moratorium. Some people might be interested in this. We extended a moratorium of allowing wireless communication towers within the city limits. We authorized, that was a hot topic in this ward especially. We did authorize initiation of a plan to begin building the outdoor aquatic center at Roosevelt Recreation Center. So there's going to be a new swimming pool there. If those of you are not aware of it, right behind the indoor pool, there's going to be the outdoor pool, and there's going to be a whole center right there. So we're starting to build that. We're planning furiously for it right now, and kids should be swimming there next summer. We passed some things about tree planting, and we have a tree planting ordinance that kind of defines different things, especially in light of the issues we had with the emerald ash borer. Also, we had a tree replacement policy for street reconstruction that we approved, healthy bending policy, and last but not least, we accepted a very generous a gift of land from Maharshi University of Management near the Little League field. There was a piece there that the university had that donated to the city for Little League use. So on behalf of the city, we thank the university for that and wish everyone here great success. And congratulations, award winners. I know all of you, and I'm really proud. I'm so happy that I'm here to witness your honor. This is great. Okay, good day.
Now, for Maharshi Vedic City, I'd like to call on Dr. Kent Boyum to top that. No.
How much land did you get?
Well, springtime is always such a wonderful time, and that's the activity part of this now that we're having this summer celebration. So most of my activities occurred since the last celebration. One of the most important things is we have about, 850 acres, something like that, under organic certification, and so you have to go through this whole process with all kinds of documents and paperwork, and this year we have two major organic farmers that are doing almost all that 850 acres in the city. And we had a cold spring, but plenty of rain the last week, as we all know, especially today, and things are looking pretty good. Also out at the greenhouse, we've been very active, and we are producing several hundred cases of cucumbers and tomatoes and chard and kale, and we're spreading it all over Iowa and as far as Chicago. So we are at least assisting and taking organic food to quite a large part of the population, this two or three state area. I also have a few things. Raja Wynn is our mayor, as you know. He's both a Raja and a mayor, and he wanted me to mention, we were talking just a little bit down here, there are some additional planning and some additional reorganization at the Pundit campus, so there is actually a plan for some additional housing out there that Invincible America Assembly people could potentially live out there, and we're also working with the major landowner in the city to start selling land both to developers and to private people, and we're actually going to try and connect with everybody in the world and let them know what a great place it is to live in Maharshi Vedic City. There are a lot of sort of misconceptions, like that the taxes are high and different things like that, which is actually not true. So we are putting on an educational whole process of educating all of our friends and neighbors from other countries as well as the United States, and really hope to have another initiative to have more people move here. We also are going to have a couple of there's a couple of training programs in the city this summer and into the fall, both for our young new generation and also for Purusha, actually. And we're looking at new roads. We just finished a road that includes part of our plan to highlight all of the boundaries of the 10 mandalas, the original structure in Marshi Vedic City. I think I might have mentioned that last time. We finished the first road, and we're working with our engineers, having it all surveyed. And in many cases, it's just going to be walking paths, but it still will be quite nice, I think. You can go in Mandala 1 and walk around that this night. You can go out in Mandala 9 and walk around that another night or something. And one thing we have always wanted to do, and this is our plan to do it, is to put lights out there. Nothing that's obtrusive, but when you fly over, you would get these beautiful 10 mandalas out Marshi Vedic City from the sky. So I think that would be really exciting. So I think that's mostly it. You know, excuse me, the seasons come and go fast, and we continue working on all of our projects. But there's always different steps of accomplishment, and we just hope for more. And I also want to congratulate the award recipients, because I always think that's probably the most important part, even though every part, even the cake cutting and everything, is important at these celebrations. But we want to congratulate the award recipients also. Thank you.
Now I'd like to call on Tom Brooks. He is the Vice President of Expansion and Sustainability for the university here at Marshi University of Management.
Craig Pearson.
Thank you. Dr. Craig Pearson had planned to be back from his fundraising trip to Washington, D.C. today, but the storms in Chicago, he had the opportunity to spend the day sitting in the O'Hare Airport. And he wanted me to tell you that he apologizes for not being here. He considers these seasonal celebrations to be the highlight of the campus year, and he very much wanted to be here, but he asked me to read his achievements instead. The big news, of course, for this past quarter was graduation on May the 24th. Marshi University of Management graduated 285 students, including 126 with master's degrees in computer science from the largest master's in computer science program in the United States, and also including our first graduates from our new David Lynch Master's in Film program, 14 students, and Gertie Leed is here tonight. You'll hear from him in a little while. And, of course, the highlight of the amazing commencement was the address by Jim Carrey. And how many of you were there at graduation? Good. Since graduation, just to give you an update, this address has been just received incredible media attention. The day after graduation, the Cedar Rapids Gazette called it the best graduation commencement ever, address ever. Media coverage continues to go around the world, and the address itself has gone viral on YouTube. Millions of people now have seen it, and it all represents millions of dollars of free advertising for and publicity for Marshi University of Management. So we're very excited about that graduation. Jim Carrey himself said the whole commencement event here, including his receiving the honorary doctoral degree, was a highlight of his life. And the day before graduation, Jim met privately with the students in the David Lynch MA program in film. And since Jim left, we continued some discussions with the director of his nonprofit foundation called the Better You Foundation. And there's serious talk about collaborating with that foundation in the area of organic agriculture and sustainability. So we may forge a lasting relationship with Jim Carrey at the university. In the area of student achievements, four Maharshi University of Management teams finished in the top 10 of 103 MBA teams who participated in the CAPSIM Business Simulations Foundation competition for the six-month period ending July the 25th. including first place, second place, sixth place, and ninth places. This is out of 103 NBA teams. This is the fourth consecutive year in which our MBA accounting students have placed at least one team in the top 10. 2 years ago, a university team finished number one out of 135 teams. This spring season, we also had several delegations of visitors from around the many countries around the world. They came to learn more about consciousness-based education at Maharishi University of Management. 29 came from Japan for a week, 6 from the Ukraine, and 12 from China. All had nice visits. Don Wolf had the pleasure of hosting all of them. Dr. Robert Schneider was invited to speak on the beneficial effects of the Transcendental Meditation Technique on the heart, brain, and body at Harvard University, Johns Hopkins Medical School, and the University of Maryland Medical School. Dr. Scott Harriet, co-chair of the Business Administration Department, will be publishing his new book entitled Sustainable Technologies, an Engineering Economic Perspective with Business Experts Press. And finally, why some people are more creative than others. MUM professor Fred Travis collaborated with a researcher in Sweden, Yvonne Lagrason, who specializes in quality management at West University in Sweden, to investigate this question. They studied 21 product development engineers in Sweden who do not practice transcendental meditation. They found that the greater the individual's brain integration, the higher the level of creativity. Brain integration refers to the degree of communication and coherence among the all areas of the brain. They also found that the greater the degree of brain integration, the faster the brain's processing speed, the faster one's speed of decision making, and the greater one's sense of being in control of one's situation. In other words, creativity is connected to the quality of functioning of the entire brain. Everything is interrelated, and the brain integration is the key to success. Regular practice of the Transcendental Meditation Technique has been found in random assignment studies to increase levels of brain integration. As Dr. Travis said after the study was completed, people who want to excel in any field should consider learning Transcendental Meditation and see for themselves the effect of regular transcending on inner happiness and outer success. So on behalf of the whole university, Maharishi University of Management, I'd like to congratulate the season's award winners and recipients, and thank you all so much for your service to the university community, to our greater Fairfield and Maharishi Vedic City community, and to our world. Thank you very much.
Remember, this is only one quarter of the year. This happens four times. It's really amazing. So now, on behalf of Maharishi School of the Age Enlightenment, I'd like to call Celeste Simpson. She's the administrative director for Maharishi School of the Age Enlightenment, and she's also an alumnus. Where'd she go? Oh, there she is.
Yes. Apparently, I'm the last of the stand-ins tonight. Dr. Bell is actually on vacation. He's squeezing in his 1 week of vacation in between a very, very busy summer and, of course, the end of our school year. But he asked me to stand in. I'm honored to do it. Did I lose my mic? Well, it's falling on me. I'm short. I have to adjust it. Okay. as Wally mentioned, I am an alum of the school. I graduated in 95. I'm also an alum of Maharishi University of Management. I've been a resident of Fairfield for 28 years. I haven't yet been a resident of Vedic City, but you never know. So I hope I'll do my best here. Marashi School's achievements, of course, that largely come from our students, our wonderful student body. We had six of our Destination Imagination teams qualify for the Global Finals competition. Of those six teams, four of them placed in the top 20 and one in the top 10. So that was quite exciting. I actually got to be there this year. Our speech program continued their very proud tradition and sent three outstanding groups to the All-State Festival. We were the champions of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference Quiz Bowl, even though it was our very first year of participation. In the Southeast Iowa Super Conference Art Show, we took first place in drawing, first place in photography, and first place in the Judges Award. With the support of the Barry Pitt Memorial Fund, we restored our music program this year under the talented guidance of Cindy Casey. And pianist Keyshawn Time earned a top score at the Iowa High School Music Association competition. I think one of our entertainers this evening is also a Marashi School student. So you can see our music program at its best. At the Eastern Iowa Science and Engineering Fair, our students took the grand prize in both the junior and senior divisions. This was the first time our school had ever done that. And both students earned all expense paid trips to the International Intel Science Fair in Los Angeles. At the Hawkeye State Science Fair, Bimba Shrestha again took the grand prize in the senior division, along with many other awards, as well as $1,500 in winnings. Our National Merit Scholar, Avery Travis, scored perfect 800s on her SAT writing and reading portions and a 720 in math. So I think there's some strong genetics there. Our boys tennis team earned a state record 10th straight Final Four appearance and capped a remarkable season with state championships in singles, doubles, and team. This was our third Triple Crown. No other school in Iowa has achieved this trifecta three times. Our middle school teaching team, Barbara Hayes and Richard Encorvia, attended the Isaacs Academy for Exceptional Teaching Masterclass this year and were encouraged to share their innovative project-based teaching strategies. So they initiated a Kickstarter campaign, raised over $4,000 for a documentary film to share with other teachers. The film is being produced by Marashi School graduate Sudevi Mose of Promotional Art Videos. So that will be out and about very soon. It's very promising. Our new demonstration kitchen is in full use. We invite you to come check it out. It's quite beautiful. And we recently crowned the winner of our very first Iron Chef competition, which was really fun. And we're hoping it will be an annual event. Mickey DeAngelis, one of our seniors, took the prize. We continue to attract visitors from all over the world to see the flagship of consciousness-based education. This year we had guests from Ukraine, Japan, Taiwan, China, West Indies, Jamaica, New Zealand, and more. In recent months, we've begun a new alumni tradition organized by board members Mark Freeman and Heather Hartnett. Along with our alumni department, we've had regional alumni meetings in Denver, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. The Los Angeles event also included our senior class, who was there on their senior trip, as well as a special appearance by David Lynch. Finally, and probably our most wonderful achievement is, of course, our graduation ceremony every spring. This year we graduated 29 seniors from 10 different countries. Those seniors have been accepted at 36 colleges and universities from coast to coast, Boston University to UCLA, University of Washington, Seattle to the University of Charleston. Four will attend Marashi University of Management. Thank you so much. Congratulations to all the award recipients. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Yeah, it'll be on YouTube tonight. The next item on our program, which I should be able to do without glasses, is the traditional candle lighting and cake cutting ceremony. I remember the first time I did this, it was at, I think it was in Livingston Manor in 77, 78. We were videotaping it. It was for the, I was the director of the facility there then, and I didn't have a script, and I stood up there in front of the whole group, and it's being videotaped to send over to Marishi, and the cake, cake lighting and candle cutting ceremony, and that tape still exists to this day. So it's this kind of success, the cutting of the cake, symbolic of the action, and it's this kind of success and action that we see here, which leads us to the high point of tonight's celebration, and that's the presenting of the awards to our very deserving and distinguished award recipients. The Marshy Award is the expression of the highest esteem of our community. It is presented to those who, through their creativity and success in life, demonstrate the potential for success inherent in the life of every individual. Success is the display of superior creativity. I talked about the creativity already. Energy and intelligence, and reflects a profound command of life's inner potential. Drawing upon the deepest levels of consciousness, the successful individual is able to act in harmony with all the laws of nature and thereby bring clarity, strength, and perfection to his thinking and activity. It is through this alliance with nature that successful individuals grace the world around them with progress and prosperity, and in turn gain the support necessary to rise to even greater fulfillment in their life. The theme of the summer celebration is fullness, and tonight we are honoring the individuals who embody the fullness of success and who display superior creativity, energy, and intelligence in their daily life. Each of these individuals has made a significant contribution to the lives of the people here in Fairfield and the world, and in recognition of their achievements, we will now present each one of them with a Marshy Award. So it's my great pleasure to introduce Leslie Harris to present the Development of Consciousness Award.
Good evening. Tenacious, visionary, motherly, sisterly, humorous, creative, direct, energetic. These are just a few of the words that come to mind when I think of Adrian. There are a lot of facts and details that I can give you about Adrian's experience and accomplishments since she learned TM at the age of 18. But as Adrian says, who wants to hear all of that? Adrian, as I do, believe that the real story of a person cannot be summed up in a few minutes, and what matters is where you are in this moment. When I talked to Adrian about her journey over the years since learning TM, what stood out for me were the themes of service to others, building multi-generational bridges, and never giving up on a vision. After learning TM while a student at the University of Washington, Adrian jumped right in and started working in the TM Center. As working in the TM Center, she worked with Purusha men and learned a lot. Some who she worked with are Bobby Roth and Joe Boxerman. It was during this time that Adrian soaked up knowledge and gained experience in many areas, one being marketing, where she worked on several projects, including book promotion. At 20, Adrian got her cities, and soon after, married her husband, Steve. Shortly after getting married, she and Steve came to MIU, and she came and had the opportunity to fulfill a desire that was placed when she first heard Dr. Bevan Moore speak, and she wanted to, she saw in him someone who embodied Maharishi's knowledge, and she knew she wanted to work with him one day. So when they came to MIU, she worked in the president's office, which fulfilled that desire. During her time in the president's office then, she worked closely with many, including Roger Kingsley and Brad Milette, and worked on a variety of things. Over the years, Adrian has done numerous things within the movement, including organizing WPAs for thousands. She spearheaded and ran the former Dome Scholarship Program. She was a key organizer for the Group for Government Project, hope I have the title right, in D.C. She worked and traveled with Dr. Keith Wallace to talk about MIU. She ran with her husband at the request of Maharishi back in Seattle, not one, but two Maharishi Vedic universities, which also included our Ayurveda clinic, and countless other areas where she saw a need and she sought to fulfill it. In the late 90s, her life took a different turn after she became a mother to her two sons, Marcus and Drew, who were born 2 years apart but on the same day, which I found really interesting. Beautiful. Adrian started taking care of family members and volunteering at hospice and on a dementia floor of a care center. And it was during this time that she began a blog where she wrote about the ups and downs of multi-generational care. And her blog, The Granny Diaries, won a top blog award. It was 30 out of roughly 500 blogs in the United States. After some years, back in her home state of Washington, she and Steve decided about approximately 4 years ago that their children needed more in terms of education, and she wanted to work full-time for the movement. So they decided to come back to Fairfield. And just to show you how committed Adrian is to a vision when she has one, on the day she drove into Fairfield, she received a major offer from an assisted living chain that wanted to partner with her to implement one of her programs that she created in 15 centers. But instead of turning around and taking that direction, she went on the path that she began, which was to stay here. And went here for the first year, she worked in admissions, and she got a feel for MUM again, got a pulse on the next generation. And it is in that capacity that she saw so many young people that had the energy, they had the ideas, they had the interest, but not a clear path for getting involved with MUM and the movement. So when she went to work in the president's office, the vision and plan to start Experience the Self in the Enlightened Leadership Program took off. And for Adrian, it is important to cultivate the next generation of leaders with a proper foundation and knowledge. She is a living embodiment of Maharishi's example. She's a living embodiment of the fact that you do not necessarily have to have spent one-on-one individual time with Maharishi. You may not have even had the chance to see him, as many of us younger people, but you can still embody the knowledge and spread the knowledge. And in fact, for Adrian, she organized numerous events that she herself didn't even get a chance to attend. But when she did, she saw only glimpses of Maharishi. But she has put into practice the knowledge and has been committed to the continuation of its spread throughout the world. And as one ELP member said to Adrian recently, you make it cool again to work for the movement. And as someone who came to MUM myself, with no background nor connection to TM nor the movement, I can honestly say that Adrian's ELP program has made a great difference in my experience and others, and helped with my desire to remain here and to work and to help. For example, I found her story of hearing where she talked about when she first heard Dr. Moore speak very ironic. The reason I say that is that I remember distinctly when I first heard Adrian talking about the ELP program at my first holiday party here. And it was the first time I actually saw Dr. Morris. And I remember thinking to myself, this is a woman that I want to work with somehow. There's something about her that I can see a light, I see knowledge, and I see a drive and a vision. And I want to somehow connect with her. So that, for me, that was an ironic story. She is a living example that if you live a life focused on taking care of other people, you will be successful. She is a woman who follows her passion and truly understands the importance of multi-generational cooperation and sharing of knowledge. I'm honored to present her with this award tonight because she is a woman who has inspired so many to step up and take action. Now, through her vision, ELI, Enlightened Leadership International, is in over 30 countries and has over 100 global ambassadors and is growing daily. So I encourage you to help me congratulate Adrian on this wonderful award.
No more than 10 minutes I'm allowed to speak, which is really impossible for those that know me. Leslie, you did forget something. My brand new car! No? Okay. So, I was reading Maharaja's Ramayana the other day. I'm hearing laughing. Is anybody questioning that? And it wasn't just the pictures. I was actually reading the section on Purusha and Prakriti, that silence and that dynamism and the combination of the two and how absolutely imperative it is to have both. And I came across a beautiful quote from the Rig Veda. And it goes, Navo Navo Bhavati Jamana. Did I say it right, Eleanor? Okay, close. And do you know that one? And so what Maharaja goes on to say is, in the process of transformation or evolution, it is the totality that is born again and again. And I started thinking about the Enlightened Leadership International, because if you really think about it, the baby boomer generation had exactly the same components that ELI have. They were passionate about the knowledge, and they were passionate to do great things for the world. But beyond everything else, they have exactly what the baby boomer generation had, and many generations previously, that beautiful technique that came from the holy tradition to Guru Dev, to Maharshi, that ability to transcend, that ability to enjoy consciousness, that silence. And then when you have that platform of silence, then you can have the blueprint to move on and have transformation. And this is what safeguards the knowledge, because it begins there from that level. And so thinking about everything that this past generation has done to get us to this point today, and then looking at this generation, you really realize that the same beautiful passion is there. Everything's the same. When I get to hear the conversations, they're some of the same conversations that I heard 30 years ago, or I eavesdropped on 30 years ago. And so you realize that you have this beautiful platform, and then this next generation reflects those flavors of their generation. So there's nothing to be worried about. It's quite amazing. And these qualities that this next generation embody are really those of compassion and caring and love and all these beautiful heart value qualities. And so I get to be surrounded by this, not just once a week or twice a week or three times a week or four. I mean, it's actually being submerged in it ongoing, in an ongoing way. But it's just incredibly inspiring. And you just know that this is how it will go. And this is how, when Maharshi says our future is bright, our presence right now, our present time is bright. This next generation of enlightened leaders are shining examples of Maharshi's knowledge coming out. And they want to do great things for the world. And they're doing great things for the world. And so I feel incredibly honored to be a part of this journey and this transformation. And thank you, all of you, very much, and Wally and Olga for organizing this beautiful event. And actually, I have a question. This banner, I might have painted this banner 30 years ago with Julie Preminger. Is this the original? That's where I started, in the banner painting pod. And guess what? Not much has changed. So I'm very grateful, and I want to thank you all. And Wally, thank you so much for this. Jay Grudell. Thank you.
You don't want me ad-libbing. Okay. Also, one other thing. When Maharaja first started traveling around the U.S. for the first time in 2010, one of the first things that came up in every meeting we had with all the centers, his question was, how do we get the youth involved again? Because he's saying, you know, some of us are getting older and we're planning on retiring and we don't want to be just stopping. We want someone to pick up the ball and run with us. And his whole thing was, how do we get the youth? How do we get, what are they excited about? And he'd have these meetings in every place. So you're right on tune with what's really needed is getting the next generation to pick up the ball and start going with it. So congratulations. Wonderful. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Professor Gertie Lee for the Information and Inspiration Award.
Good evening, Livy and Lilu and all our other friends. It's really a joy to present the Marshy Award in Information and Inspiration to Amin Kuder. Amin is an embodiment of the ancient Vedic truth that the world is our family. He has gone all over the world, and everywhere he goes, everyone loves him. Amin was born in the beautiful city of Algiers. He joined us here at MUM as one of the first students in our new BA in Media and Communications. I remember one of the first films he made here was a beautiful documentary about the Algerian painter Malik Salah. I hope I said that right, Amin. And his film won the Best Student Film Award from the Iowa Motion Picture Association. When he had just finished making the film, four-time Academy Award nominee David Lynch visited our class to see some of our students' films. I think this was in April, was it 2007, 2008? Yeah, 2008. David was about to leave after seeing a few films, and we said, well, David, would you like to see one more film? And he agreed. And we showed him Amin's film, and after we showed him the film, there was a silence, and we were thinking, I hope David liked Amin's film. And after a few moments, David said, I love this film. I love what this guy is doing. I love how you showed him. And seeing the expression on Amin's face when David said this was one of the best experiences of my life. A few days later, we heard that David Lynch had an idea that it would be great to have a website showcasing the work of talented students who practice TM. Wonder where he got that idea. And the website DLF-TV was born. By June, Amin was working as a founding member of DLF-TV. Amin graduated with a bachelor's in both business and media and communications here. And after he graduated, he traveled all over the world making films for the David Lynch Foundation. He traveled to India to take photographs of Marshi Vedic pundits, which were collected in beautiful books, which you can buy at marshiindiacourses.com to support the pundits. He went to Colombia with our film professor Stuart Tanner and film producer Joanna Plasky to make the film Saving the Disposable Ones, which documents the work of the living saint, Father Gabriel Mejia, whose institution has rescued hundreds of homeless children, I think thousands by now, isn't it? He's rescued them from the streets by providing them with love and care and transcendental meditation. Amin made films for the David Lynch Foundation about a Native American tribe in Arizona, Buddhist nuns in Thailand, and for its programs for a prison in the U.S., for homeless men in New York City, for teenage prostitutes in Los Angeles, for African war refugees in Uganda. His film on the meditating musician David S. Ware was featured in The Guardian in the U.K., in Variety, in El País, in Huntington Post, and the New York Times. In 2012, Amin went to teacher training and became a certified teacher of the Transcendental Meditation Program. Amin returned to MUM in August to be a student in the first year of our David Lynch MA in film, where he again dazzled us with his brilliant work. And I can tell you, when we went to visit David Lynch in his studio in April, he was very, very glad to see Amin. Now, Amin is joining us on faculty, and we're so happy that he is here with us to continue on bigger and bigger adventures in transforming the world. So, congratulations, Amin, and now you have to come up and say some things.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Big long Jay Gurudev. I have my golden tie and all. Let's see. Let's hope this microphone continue working. Yes, we got it. I just really want to thank all of you. I want to tell you a little bit of a story. When I was, I think, around 4 years old, it's one of my earliest memories, and I remember feeling this incredibly intense joy tickling me from the inside. And I just was like, what the heck is this? And I turned to my dad and I said, you know, this is what I'm feeling. And he said, this is your guiding light. This is your path. It's the joy. It's the happiness. And ever since, I've been feeling it here and there. But, you know, you grow up and you go through things. And I remember that the moment I felt it extremely strongly again was when we were driving in the car, arriving to Fairfield. And as we're just approaching Fairfield, here comes that joy, fully tickling from the inside, smile from ear to ear. I have no idea why. But I think after a few years being here with this incredible community, I understand why that joy came back. I wanted to speak about inspiration, since I guess that's what the award is for. I was thinking about information, but I don't really know what kind of information I could give out. But inspiration, I think you draw inspiration and you just kind of have to be a mirror for it. And in this community, it's very simple. You just have to look to the person sitting next to you at the dining hall, or the person in front of your line at Cafe Paradiso, or the person flying next to you in the dome, or all these beautiful faces sitting here. That's where inspiration is residing. And I just feel so fortunate to be part of this community and part of this grand place. I'm teaching SCI right now for the Compro students, and I was just kind of reflecting on this. It's been almost a week now, and I've been feeling such a joy of doing this. And it's very rare to feel something so profound, joyful, simple, you know, and complicated. Just a simple, quiet joy of seeing students coming from all over the place, experiencing the deepest level of themselves, and folding their full potential from within, and growing in beauty, in peace, in inspiration, and sharing that journey with them and being there, right there at that moment. And I was thinking, how wonderful that a place like MUM, Maharishi University of Management, where consciousness is celebrated, where every individual's personalities and life stories and beauties are enjoyed and glorified. How fortunate we are that a place like this exists in the world. And I want to thank all of you. I think this award is the award of inspiration, should really go to the whole Fairfield community and to MUM and Vedic City and all of these wonderful people here. So thank you so much, and Jai Gurudev.
Thank you, Amin. Thank you very much. So now I'd like to introduce Don Wolf. Now, he is going to introduce us to the Education and Enlightenment Award. But before that, I just want you to know a little about Don, too, because I got to tell you, we should have an award here also, but he can have a cookie. You have to know just how much he was responsible for actually pulling this whole event together today. It was really, really a lot of his driving force. And you know, it's not just this celebration. If you knew his participation in all the celebrations that have gone on for the last year or so or however many, it's quite amazing. And even the celebration, anything that happens in the movement, somewhere Don gets, I don't know whether it's your karma or your life, he gets pulled in and he becomes one of the workhorses. But I just want to thank you for that, too.
Thank you.
Now we'll get on with the next year.
Thanks, Wally, and thank you all for coming tonight. It's such a joy to see everybody coming to celebrate our successes in this community and successes of amazing individuals in this community. So the Maharishi Award for the area of education and enlightenment is presented tonight to John and Vina Miller and their family, Anila, Prana, and Diana. The Miller's story is amazing here at MUM because before they had even learned TM, they fully recognized the value of what is happening in our community and made the decision to move here, lock, stock, and barrel. And within 4 years, between them, they had accumulated a bachelor's, 2 master's, 4 siddhas, all in the happy pursuit of education and enlightenment. John and Vina met in 1978 at the Himalayan at the Himalayan Institute of Swami Rama in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, and lived there for 32 years, becoming instrumental in the growth and administration of that community. John first heard about TM from his meditating supervisor on the military base in Thailand while he was serving in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam conflict. John was a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy, and he was working as a counselor for race relations within the military and was finding the stress of having to sit and listen to heated arguments all day long was getting to him. So John was unable to find a TM instructor, but he did, amazingly enough, find a meditation, asana, and pranayama class being offered on his military base. And later he met people from the Swami Rama organization, which led him to seek out the Himalayan Institute upon his return, where he met Vina. A master's degree at the Institute provided John with certification as a drug and alcohol counselor, which he used in his work in the Pennsylvania prison system and in a VA hospital. Vina became a registered nurse and a full-time mom. Helping her kids get student loans for college gave Vina a good education in the federal loan, grant, and work-study process, which turned out to be a great boon for MUM. In 2008, Miller was looking for a college to transfer to and discovered Maharishi University of Management online. So the Millers came for a visitor's weekend and were very impressed with the spiritual quality of our community. Prana chose NUM, and John and Vina began to consider taking the leap of faith to move here. Vina said that so many amazing things happened to support this leap of faith that they felt God was blatantly trying to tell them something, and they found themselves responding out loud to God saying, "Okay, we'll go to Fairfield." So they quit their jobs in Pennsylvania, sold their house, came to MUM, and learned TM the first week here. They were a bit skeptical that TM wouldn't provide the same satisfaction as the meditation they already practiced, but they found it was actually easier and deeper. Vina and John learned the TM City program the next year. So Vina switched gears from nursing and used her BA in business skills in the financial aid department here. She has become the university's first line of communication with 1,000 prospective students a year to determine their eligibility for federal financial aid and provide them with personally tailored scholarship packages the moment they inquire about them. And once these students are on campus, VNA remains their main contact and ensures that they know what they must do to keep their financial aid coming, all 400 of them per year on average. Bill Christensen, the director of MUM's financial aid office when the Millers arrived, said that VNA has a most remarkable nurturing quality and fully developed heart, which bring happiness to every person that comes into contact with her. Her superior work standards and efficiency allow her to keep everyone happy and satisfied who visits her office. And I had the pleasure of working in the Enlightenment Center with VNA. I think I arrived there about 3 weeks after she had arrived. And I was completely impressed with this, you know, amazing, happy, positive, efficient, you know, mature adult who just took the job and did it and with just excellence. So I'm very happy to be presenting this award to her tonight. Outside the office, VNA volunteers for all kinds of projects while continuing her lifelong study of homeopathy, and she's aiming to earn her homeopathic certification within 2 years. John switched from the high-stress job of drug and alcohol counseling in prisons to the pleasant job of working in the MUM bookstore, where the clientele are characteristically more stress-free and who more readily appreciate his amiable good humor. John says he enjoyed his time in the bookstore as a unique and blissful opportunity to meet nearly everyone on campus. John graduated with an MA in Maharshi Vedic Science this year and has been working on presentations for the Institute of Asian and American Studies at MUM, which is slated to be built on the west side of Highway 1 behind the Peace Palaces. And he's inspired to be involved in this by his experience in China recently and in Thailand. In his spare time, John volunteers for environmental organizations, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, and the American Gothic House in Eldon, Iowa. And if you're a veteran, John would be happy to interview you for the project. Prana had much experience working on several organic farms, and after finishing a rugged Pacific Crest Trail maintenance internship with AmeriCorps, he was looking to transfer to a college that supported meditation, ideal relationships, and renewable energy projects, which led him to discover MUM. Prana got his bachelor's in sustainable living and fulfilled many of his dreams by working on the construction of solar equipment, wind towers, battery-tied solar systems, and building a green tiny house. This is a new thing, tiny houses. Last July, John and Prana went to China for a six-week stint teaching English to Chinese adolescents, and I hear they provided family night entertainment with their own choreographed dance routine. So I think we ought to book them for the next festival. The Miller's eldest daughter, Anila, attended Oberlin College for Environmental Studies, and she came here in August 2010 and completed the Master's in Maharishi Vedic Science Program and the TM City Program in 2011. She's an accomplished fiddle player and currently resides in Massachusetts with dreams of building a small Vastu house this year. The quality of harmony in the Miller family must be augmented by their experience as musicians. So I was impressed to hear that between them, they play guitar, fiddle, saxophone, keyboards, mandolin, clarinet, and didgeridoo. The Miller's middle daughter, Diana, has come to visit MUM many times from Massachusetts, where her love is teaching young girls about nature and survival skills through Native American eyes. The Miller's family dharma seems to be the pursuit of life's highest ideals, both together and as individuals, and to apply what they gain in community-minded service, all the while radiating youthful energy and a positive outlook on life. their innate vision that enlightenment is the highest path to follow in life and education has been a constant guiding value throughout their lives and has been the cornerstone of their plans, their decisions, and their lifestyle. In the Bhagavad Gita, this quality of inner vision is described as the highest quality in the best of men, as revealed in chapter 7, verses 16 to 18, which says, there are four kinds of men who are good, and the four love me, Arjuna. The man of sorrows, the seeker of knowledge, the seeker of something he treasures, and the man of vision. The greatest of these is the man of vision, who is ever one, who loves the one. For I love the man of vision, and the man of vision loves me. These four kinds of men are good, but the man of vision and I are one. His whole soul is one in me, and I am his path supreme. So let's hear a round of appreciation for John, Veena, Anila, Prana, and Jana Miller. There you go.
Experience this is. Thank you all for sharing this evening with us and with the other award recipients. It's really lovely to see you all here tonight. The Himalayan Institute, as Don was mentioning, provided us with many evolutionary growth spurts at the direction of Swami Rama. It opened us to the world within, which was a huge world that we hadn't experienced yet. It introduced us to a great extended family, and it introduced us to the souls who became our children. And it was a time in our lives that was very meaningful and which I will never forget and I'm very grateful for. And then 4.5 years ago, through Prana's grace, we arrived at MUM for the next step of our evolution. And some days, last week, for example, I was walking home from the dome, and I was thinking, I can't believe it. Everybody here meditates. This is unbelievable. And not only do they meditate, they like to meditate. They're not being forced to meditate. It's amazing. And it just brings such joy to know that we share that deep knowledge. So, and most everybody whom we talk with has been here for 30 years or more. So when we were told that by email that we were going to be recipients of this award, we thought that was a mistake because there is another Miller family on campus. So John actually emailed and said, are you sure you have the right Miller family? But we were told that yes, we were. That was true. And so we felt pretty unqualified to be receiving this award. But since then, talking to coworkers, I've come to realize that this award is like prasad. It's like a blessing or a grace that's given to us to help us along the journey. And it's not only for ourselves, but it's for all of us who are sharing this experience to appreciate each other. And appreciation is so important when you live in community to be able to work and live together in harmony. And so it's given to us, and hopefully we can share it with you in the future. So thank you very much.
Comments tonight. It's an honor to receive this award with my family and with the other award receivers, members, award. And I appreciate just being able to just share this night and remember when my journey here I guess it all started for me, 4.5 years ago. My root was being watered for the my ambition to go back to school. So I did that, came back here, and I was ready to bloom. I had just come back from the institute, the Yoga Institute, and started some self transformation program, and came here to. When I first started working on the farm, which is kind of a nature. It started my sustainable work there. Had to do with growing vegetables, growing produce, whatever. It kind of goes along with the theme of watering the root, I guess. But I started meeting teachers that were wanted students to listen or to listen to the wanted to listen to the students as opposed to just telling them memorize this, and. And I met a lot of students, some of which have left, some of whom are still here and I still talk to. And I've stayed in contact with a lot of students that have left as well on Facebook and things. I learned a lot about, the start of my education was really back in Dickinson College in 2008. But when I came here, I wanted to learn about personal growth, and so rest and activity were kind of my themes, and that's a practice in my life, rest and activity, which we all know. So rest and activity are the steps of progress, and through that practice, I continue to grow and evolve, and let's see what else. I have some things written down. I've had a lot of supportive nature with. I went to China to teach English in a very affordable trip, and that was huge supportive nature. I wouldn't have expected to do that. I helped out with the Experience of Self program with Adrian, and that was just meeting fellow seekers in life was amazing. Just to see other people who were on a spiritual path and wanting to grow and evolve. I got a job at the housing office and realized that desk jobs weren't really my forte, so I moved on, and it was a good experience, though, nonetheless. It was a good experience to get involved in some administrative work. And then I missed Jim Carrey at graduation and really wanted to see him, so then, somehow I just bumped into him randomly 3 times in town that week. So that was a nice little... supportive nature thing, and the little thing, a little supportive nature, yeah. And so that's just all of the experiences of being here, getting to know people and friends and strangers. So like you meet a stranger and you just feel at like you know them somehow. You're already close friends, and then you're at the community. And so those are some things that I wanted to mention, but just hope to continue to grow and be here in this community. And thank you all for being here tonight and for being Fairfieldians. And so, yeah, thanks.
You just noticed. All right. I have to say it's quite a surprise to come out to Fairfield to visit my family for a couple weeks and out of the blue receive a Maharshi Award with them. Really didn't see that coming. and I wasn't sure what to say up here, so I wrote too much, so I'll try to be quick. But I felt very blessed and grateful to have had the childhood and community, parents, and upbringing that I had. Thanks, guys. And for all the blessings thereafter, I've certainly felt the support of nature in so many ways. Before I had ever heard it called such a thing. For most of my life, my serendipity trail, I'm more of a serendipity kind of, that was what I knew. But some of my very brightest and most beautiful moments, and certainly most evolutionary times of my life came before I was spending time out at an eco-village in Oregon and participating in a deeply beautiful, heart-opening and transformative monthly workshop out there. And that whole time was a really great gift for me. And I came back from that community to be closer to my family in Pennsylvania. And then within 2 years, they were talking and moving out here. And that was kind of like, what? I came out to be near you. But after they relocated out here and I was feeling my home base and much more suddenly uprooted, at my mom's urging, I came out here to check it out, considering doing the master's degree in elementary education. And I had very little interest in actually coming to Iowa. My visitor's weekend was pretty miserably cold, and I got sick and returned to Pennsylvania thinking, no way, definitely not going there. Crossed that right off the list. Until that summer, by which time my mom had had lots of time to meet people here, and she just happened to meet and talk with just the right folks at just the right times about the master's program. And suddenly I had the chance to begin it halfway through the year if I wanted. And I was just kind of like, seriously? That's kind of uncanny. And since I could just barely squeak by as a dependent still, I could actually even almost afford it. It was like my way was being paved with gold, even in spite of myself, to come out here. So I applied, was accepted, and was on my way within like a week or two, I think it was. Which was further facilitated since there just happened to be someone driving out to MUM from our tiny town in Pennsylvania that same week. Seriously, what are the odds? So I began the program and ended up switching to Vedic science the first month. The discussions that class was having were just so much deeper and richer and more lively than what I was experiencing in our intro so far. My parents weren't too keen on the idea of me switching programs because, you know, what's practical about Vedic science? The idea was the idea was to get training to do something with earning potential. But then one night soon after, my dad remembered what he was doing when he was 29, a master's in Vedic science. And so then it was all hunky-dory. So I got the stamp of approval. This is kind of falling down. When I learned TM, I really appreciated the awareness of the subtle wisdom of just letting the mantra come and not forcing it in any way, not letting it be an effort, just kind of setting the stage for it and allowing it to come of its own accord. I really got that in my own way. I resonated with that and knew that way of being in the world and in relationship from my own life and understood the magic of that in my own way. So hearing that here provided a confirmation for me, like, yes, okay, this place and the teaching here, like there's something to it. They get it in a way, which helped encourage me to stay. I also took a permaculture course while I was here, which was a dream come true. And now, after a few more years of moving all over the place and feeling weary of that, I'm working towards manifesting my dream and desire of building a little Vastu tiny house and finally having a home again at last. I'm hoping nature will support me in this endeavor of mine as well. So thank you all here at MUM and beyond for all the positive change that you bring to the world and for welcoming my family here with such open arms.
Do I dare move this? Okay. Thank you, Don. Well, like Donna said at the commencement a few weeks ago, what an honor to have Veena, Anila, and Prana open for me at this event. And I'm really happy to see people that are here tonight that were here 4.5 years ago when we first arrived. John and Christina Revolinsky. John gave me my first part-time job in the Addictions Council downtown. And Olga and Wally, of course, initiating us, our whole family virtually. Very sweet that you both are here. Doug and Linda Burks, the CIDHE's coordinators, just very grateful that to have you here and to have learned the CIDHE's, such a transformative event. And like has been said before, this is really humbling to be here to receive such an award, especially when you think that it took 4 members of our family to receive the award. We each had to give only 50% to get the 200% that Maharshi talks about. Only if we had gotten Diana out here, we could have kicked it down to 40%. But it wasn't too bad. And it was also humbling because when I did the MVS here, I think looking back, it was the most cantankerous or combative time of my life in many years. And some of you may know that who interacted with me then. I hope I've grown out of that. Time will tell. The MVS program provided a lot of opportunities, one of which was to attend Ninka Pasi's Forest Academy, which was titled The Creative Writing of Memoirs. In that, I did a Stepping Stones, Spiritual Stepping Stones project. One of my stepping stones was when I was 10, wanting to know the truth of God. It took me 54 years until I learned the Siddhis and TM that I had a taste of that, as I shared with Doug in some of our private sessions, and it was so profoundly moving to have that. I think I'll be grateful until after I die. No fear of death. I mean, it's to taste something like that is so sweet. We attended last weekend the Field of Dreams, which was another kind of dream. Many people came there wanting to contact the celebrities, to have a catch with the father, with a son. I had a catch with one son and one surrogate son. Anila filled in, which was great fun. But I really believe that at MUM here, we have a better batting average regarding transcendental consciousness, the higher states. Field Dreams can't compare with that. I think that we have a better home run record because we really bring people home to the unified field, as it's called. So the Field of Dreams really can't compare with that, but I think both are important. The Field of Dreams has its role, and certainly the programs that we learn here have their deeper role. So this award really sets the bar high for us. I would like to go forth from here with my family and others and do our best to live up to it. Very grateful to Wally and the organizers of this event, my family, everybody here. Of course, to Maharshi for teaching us as he did. And, of course, to Gurudev, the ultimate source. Jai Gurudev.
Congratulations and thank you for being you. And Don, thank you for that great presentation.
We met along the path. You the size of a tennis ball with ears. Me strutting to dinner. But I had to stop. Hungry now just to watch your tiny hops shake the earth of my heart. Thank you. This next one took a little more time to write, from 3 years of milking cows at Livingston Manor. It's called The Church of Cows. Your first church was in pasture, cathedral blue skies, green grass pews, sermons of cud chewing, and tales that tell the flies, this is not their place, these are not their eyes. But winter closed that church, boarded up the fields with ice and snow, till cows gathered within red walls, warming the air by their breath, welcoming mice and cats too. And all heads are bowed, when the remains of the first church, the bales of hay, are spread before them, taking in their mouths the glory of the gold sun and the rich earth, yielding a white, sweet stream of milk. Milk to feed their young, and the young and old of farmers. Milk to feed the farmers' neighbors and their neighbors' kittens. Milk to mix with cereal and soften the coffee, even of those who never visit the church, or warm the air by their breath. But this is not a place of judgment or penance, with no gravestone out beneath the oak to speak of the dead. This is a place for the new to be born, to drink to milk, to grow, to give themselves of milk, like all the others. Thank you. And one last poem called To the Weed Outside My Window. Of your name I know it is not lily or rose, and that no one will kneel in the dirt to plant from a packet your seed. You must make it on your own, raising your green, perhaps unglorious head in the land of the lawnmower, where the gardener, who may not know your name either, acts as well as executioner. Still sunlight anoints you. The white ships of the clouds unload their rain cargo for you, as for the rest. So who am I to see you as anything but noble citizen of the great surge upward? This ritual of root, stem, and leaf, and before it's done, perhaps even a flower. Though plain and small compared to some, yet a flower, from which, by the touch, by the grace of a bee, a touch of sweetness will reach the hive to be turned into what is called honey, a name lovers give to one another, as in, honey, come to bed, honey, take out the trash, or honey, there's a flower outside our window. Thank you.
As always, Bill, I love it. It's fantastic. So thank you, Bill, and Chandra, thank you as well. Sorry your equipment fell short for you, but next time you owe us. And to have such outstanding recipients this year really does set the season in the right tempo of success, so that all of our achievements will be great as the summer progresses. We look forward to seeing you all here again in autumn for the next seasonal celebration and further festivities and great achievements for the city of Fairfield, Maharishi Vedic City, MUM, and the Maharishi School. And I want to thank everyone that helped bring tonight's event together, again, especially Don and Olga and the people that helped us get the food set up, Viviev, Lilu, and Joel, did I leave anyone out yet? And these aren't easy to pull off, but they're fun. You know, they are fun at the end, and it really does remind you, just to, if you can just touch base four times a year, that's really all we need. And so I thank the recipients for being who they are, for what they've done and what they're going to do. You're right. We did. It's a hook. It's a switch and bait. We've given you these because we know you're going to do far greater things in the future as well. So it's just a way. It's a Ponzi scheme. But it's a Ponzi scheme to enlightenment. And we all ride on your shoulders and get there faster because of you. So thank you. Jagger Dad, we'll have all the desserts brought up front. Yeah.